Listening Comprehension. Frank and Laura are brother and sister from New York. Together with their father, they're visiting different European countries, including Russia. While in Moscow, they visited several museums. Listen to the dialogue between Laura, Frank, and their father in one of the Moscow museums and answer the following questions. You will hear the dialogue twice. Now we're ready to start.
Look! It's the statue of David.
That's right, Frank. It's Michelangelo's David.
And in that other room, I saw his Moses. We've just seen them in Florence. How come they are in Moscow?
It's because they are not real.
What do you mean they are not real? They are the same size and they look exactly the same.
Yes, but the real ones are in Italy. Michelangelo lived in Italy, remember? Tell him, Daddy.
Laura is right, Frank. These are copies. But you were the first to recognize these statues, real or not. I'm so proud of you.
See? Show off.
Hey, kids. I think it is now time to see the main reason I wanted to visit Moscow. It is in that room over there.
Is it the Egyptian room? I want to see the mummies.
Haven't you just seen enough of them in the Louvre in Paris? And in London in the British Museum?
I wouldn't mind seeing some more.
No, it is not the Egyptian room, Frank. It is the room of the Gold of Troy. It is the story of how a boy's childhood dream came true.
Wait a second, Daddy. When you say the Gold of Troy, you mean the legend, right? The myth of the ancient Greek city of Troy? The Trojan War, the Trojan horse, soldiers hidden inside that wooden horse? That wasn't real, was it?
Well, Laura, nobody knows that the Trojan War or the horse were real. But the city itself is a different story. For 2,000 years, people thought the city was also a legend and wasn't real. But in the 19th century, there was this German boy, and his name was Heinrich Schliemann. When he was 7 years old, he decided that he would find the real ancient city of Troy. He loved the legend of Troy so much that he learned the Greek language, and when he grew up and made enough money, he went to Turkey and found it.
Wow! Did he become an archaeologist?
That's the thing. Officially, he didn't. He couldn't afford to go to university when he was young, but he kept reading about Troy, and when the right time came, he organized an archaeological expedition and found it, and proved to the whole world two things, that the legendary city of Troy really existed, but most importantly, that a childhood dream can come true.
That's so cool. Let's go see what he found.
And after that, the Egyptian room.
Deal.
You will hear the dialogue again in 30 seconds. Now listen to the dialogue again.
Look! It's the statue of David.
That's right, Frank. It's Michelangelo's David.
And in that other room, I saw his Moses. We've just seen them in Florence. How come they are in Moscow?
It's because they are not real.
What do you mean they are not real? They are the same size and they look exactly the same.
Yes, but the real ones are in Italy. Michelangelo lived in Italy, remember? Tell him, Daddy.
Laura is right, Frank. These are copies. But you were the first to recognize these statues, real or not. I'm so proud of you.
See? Show off.
Hey, kids. I think it is now time to see the main reason I wanted to visit Moscow. It is in that room over there.
Is it the Egyptian room? I want to see the mummies.
Haven't you just seen enough of them in the Louvre in Paris? And in London in the British Museum?
I wouldn't mind seeing some more.
No, it is not the Egyptian room, Frank. It is the room of the Gold of Troy. It is the story of how a boy's childhood dream came true.
Wait a second, Daddy. When you say the Gold of Troy, you mean the legend, right? The myth of the ancient Greek city of Troy? The Trojan War, the Trojan horse, soldiers hidden inside that wooden horse? That wasn't real, was it?
Well, Laura, nobody knows that the Trojan War or the horse were real. But the city itself is a different story. For 2,000 years, people thought the city was also a legend and wasn't real. But in the 19th century, there was this German boy, and his name was Heinrich Schliemann. When he was 7 years old, he decided that he would find the real ancient city of Troy. He loved the legend of Troy so much that he learned the Greek language, and when he grew up and made enough money, he went to Turkey and found it.
Wow! Did he become an archaeologist?
That's the thing. Officially, he didn't. He couldn't afford to go to university when he was young, but he kept reading about Troy, and when the right time came, he organized an archaeological expedition and found it, and proved to the whole world two things, that the legendary city of Troy really existed, but most importantly, that a childhood dream can come true.
That's so cool. Let's go see what he found.
And after that, the Egyptian room.
Deal.
Now you have 2 minutes to finish the task. This is the end of the listening comprehension task. Now you can start working on your reading task.